Time to talk a little bit of cricket. This is the Traders Hour for Ace Gutters, Australian made, always built to last. And Sean Graff has been good enough to join us, the General Manager of Cricket at Cricket Victoria. G'day, Sean.
Hello, KB.
Sean, you've done it again, really. Nick Maddison has made another century. This is his second century. You've saved his career.
Well, I don't know about that. He's a very good player. He just needed a different change of life, I suppose, a little bit. And look, the fact that he's come out and got 100, KB, considering he had a what would be termed as a, you know, just a fair big bash period with the Stars, to come out after all that, and he had that broken wrist. He had a broken bone in his wrist. To come out, showed a lot of character today, and fantastic for him to get 100. And he's sort of given us, he's put us into a position now where Queensland have got to make the play again to set us a target and try and get the points, which means that they may have to pull out a little bit earlier and maybe not give us as big a target as what they originally thought.
And Marcus Harris made 95. I see kicking himself for getting out, but again, finding good form in the red ball game.
Yeah, Doc, he batted superbly, actually. He batted a very good clip as well. He hit the ball and his scoring rate was excellent. Unfortunately, with three balls to go, you could say that he may have got, to be careful here, he could have, may have got a dubious decision, I think. And unfortunately, that curtailed his innings, where a big 100 would have been really nice for him. But at least we know he's back in form after having a lean trot. So that's very good news for him and for us.
This is so competitive. I was talking about this last week, Sean, with the last month now of the Sheffield Shield season, with so much to play for, not just on a state level, but individuals really playing for maybe spots on Ashes squads. Who do you think, is somebody going to come out of left field, Sean?
Oh, look, I don't think so. I think they've got a fair idea of who they think is going to be in the Ashes. You know, right now, I've got Renshaw and Burns batting in here at the moment. You've got Labuschagne, Loose Bus Jones. He's in here as well, so he's in the mix. And obviously, you've got Harris still vying for a spot there as well. You've got Hanscom. So it's in some ways, you know, the guys that are over there in the one-day stuff are maybe a little bit off the mark insofar as that they're going to be playing white ball cricket instead of the red ball and shield, where these guys have got a chance to really push their case for the red ball and for the Ashes. So, look, I don't think it's going to be someone really left field. You would like to think that, you know, maybe a Will Pekoski could really get some runs in this back half of the Shield season and maybe force his way into that side. But I think they'd have a pretty set group of players that they're looking at. It would mean that someone would really have to jump out of the box, which I think they should stay fairly consistent with the group they've been trying to bring through.
I don't know if you caught up with the T20 game overnight, but Australia looked complete and utterly shot, but they forced a collapse of the Indian batsmen. Then they looked in trouble themselves, but scraped away. But Glenn Maxwell put together a very, very nice innings.
He did. He played superbly and got them out of trouble and in the position to win the game, which they did. So a very good effort from him. I know a few of the Stars people would be a little bit disappointed he couldn't do that on the other week, the last Sunday. But look, he's a fine player and he's in pretty good form. So I think the Australian system would be very happy to see Glenn Maxwell back into some sort of form that he was in 2.5 years ago.
Pekoski made 22. Was it a good 22?
Yeah, look, he looked quite good. He unfortunately got inside one and glove one down leg side, which was disappointing for him. But no, he looked all at ease, and certainly from all the issues that he's had prior to this, everything's fine, and we're very happy with where he's at. He's in really good spirits, and so we're quite confident that hopefully we get him out there and he can get himself a couple of big scores and put himself back in the mix again for the Australian selection.
Sean, you mentioned Nick Maddison made 108. He wasn't very good in the Big Bash. I remember Justin Langer saying, look, doesn't matter where you make runs, you know, 2020, ODIs, runs are runs, and you know that counts for you to play Test cricket. That's a lot of rubbish, isn't it? Surely that's a lot of rubbish.
Say,
I mean, everyone knows if you're playing Big Bash cricket is a lot different than playing red ball cricket in Sheffield Shield, surely.
No doubt about that.
No doubt.
I think it is a little bit of a stretch to think that T20 form's going to hold you in good stead for Test cricket or Shield cricket, so to speak. But look, I think if you're in some sort of form, it certainly helps. But it's certainly proven here with him, with Nick, that he wasn't in great nick in the big. Well, mainly because of the injury he had with his wrist. But look, he's come out here in this game and just batted superbly against a pretty good attack, Queenslanders, and we've got the Duke's balls which have been swinging around a little bit here as well. So it's a very good knock along with Harris. And we certainly hope that, you know, if we get a chance in the second innings, that a few of our batters are able to get on top of the Queenslanders. It's going to be tough, though, because the wicket is starting to tire a little bit, so it might be up and down, and Swepson got four wickets. So there is a little bit of turn here. So it's going to be an interesting last day tomorrow, I would think.
I see Chris Tremaine took 3 weeks. He's having a very, very good season, Sean. Has he got? Where is he in the mix? Has he got any chance?
Look, I think he's going to be in the mix because of the fact that he gets so many wickets. I think the Australian selectors are showing their hand a little bit, though, by not actually playing him in that last sort of series where they brought Richardson over the top of him. They kept Siddle in the 12. So you'd think that most of he's got to do more. But as he has said, what more can he do? Because he's got 50 wickets for the last two seasons. He's got runs as well, because he can't say that he's actually got a shield 100. So, look, he's a little bit disappointed, I suppose, but all he can do, as he said, is he's got to go out there and just keep getting wickets, which is what he does.
Graffy, you've been around cricket for a long time. If I'd said to you a month ago that the West Indies would beat England 2-1 and that Sri Lanka would be 2-0 up against South Africa, what would you have said to me?
I'd think we'd have to have the Integrity Commission having a chat to you, but look, the way it's been, I've been quite surprised. It's great for cricket to actually see the West Indies come, you know, really show some mettle. Everyone would have thought that you know, England would have whitewashed them, but they've played exceptionally well, which is great for world cricket. And I think the Sri Lankans, after what we saw here for those two tests, where they were fairly, you know, innocuous, they didn't really seem to have much going for them at all. And all of a sudden, to go over there and to play the way they have, and especially the way their games have been situated, and they've come through under a lot of pressure, I think it's fantastic for them as well. So in some ways, that form against Sri Lanka means that it's a little bit better than what we originally all thought. The form that we franked against India mostly lines up okay with the Sri Lankan series as well. So, yeah, it's just one of those things where I think world cricket needed this, and I think it's fantastic that we are getting you know, some of the teams that have been down a little bit an opportunity where they're actually beating the better teams.
And we're talking about Test cricket, Sean. That's what we're talking about.
That's exactly right, Doc.
Sean Graff has joined us, of course, General Manager of Cricket at Cricket Victoria, but in reality, he's the voice of cricket in this country. Matty Wade, they've told him, you've got to be careful when you select this, you know, Matty Wade. Look, put yourself up the order and make runs up the order, and then we'll take notice of the 550-odd runs you've made in Sheffield Shield cricket. So he goes up the order, bats at number 4, makes 77. He might give the selectors a bit of heartburn as far as England is concerned.
Yeah, look, I agree with that, KB. Look, Wade, he was here for a good 10 years and a fantastic little cricketer, great fighting batsman. And, you know, he's got 2 test centuries. He's someone that really puts a value on his wicket, and he's in magnificent form. So if ever you were going to actually you know, put someone, give him a chance, now's the time when he's had such a stellar season. I think, you know, where he bats, I'm not totally convinced with that, because, you know, Finchie batted middle order the whole time in red ball cricket and he opened, so therefore I don't really see where the logic is there.
There's no logic. You know that, Sean, there's no logic whatsoever.
What's your understanding with Smith and Warner?
Yeah, look, I'm of the opinion that you know, if they're available and they're in the nick, I think we should actually bring them through, because I think they've done their time. You know, it's well documented. Whether you agree or you didn't agree, it was a hefty penalty, and they've served their time. And I think it's now you know, they're back into the system at the end of March. If they, you know, do the necessary hard yards and putting some form on the board, then I'd certainly be looking to play them both. I know there's a bit of conjecture around, you know, because Warner was seen to be the instigator, but I think a lot of them were in it. You know, the whole 3 of them were obviously part of the whole thing that happened over in South Africa, and I really think that they've now done their time. I think they deserve to go back in if they've got the form that warrants it.
And Bancroft has thrown a spanner in the works as well. His commander's made 138 not out.
Yeah, no, he's done very well.
He put up his hand. Don't forget about me.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough too. I think from Australian cricket's point of view, it's great that these players have put up there. You know, like Bancroft, and I think the fact that Harris, Renshaw would certainly be keen here in the last few games. I think he's a talent and a half, and he would be someone to be pushing as well. So I think it's good for Australian cricket to be able to have Warner and Smith back in, and Bancroft available from a depth point of view. So I think, yeah, it's going to be tough. You're dead right. It's going to cause a bit of heartburn, I think, for the selectors once they get, with everyone available, how they're going to structure this and what criteria they're going to use for the selection.
We've got a high performance manager at the moment, Sean?
No, we haven't at this point in time. We've
been interviewed?
Wesley Clark is the interim. No, I'm not interested. Thanks, KV. Yeah.
Well, if they approached you and said, look, we think you're the best man for the job, would you be interested?
If they approached me and said I was the best man for the job, I think we must have some poor candidates that have actually applied.
No. Don't undersell yourself there, Sean. Don't undersell yourself there. Vicks, we're all out for 344. It's at the Junction Oval. Queensland made 441 in the first innings there. Now no wicket for five.
Hey, Graffy, but just before we let you go, did I read somewhere that that kids weren't allowed to take their cricket bats into the Junction Oval?
Yeah, no, it's. I think we had an overzealous security person who might have denied someone bringing in a cricket bat, which we're actually looking into right here at the moment. So we'll rectify that situation.
So that was just a mistake. Good on you, Sean.
Yes. Thanks very much, Doc. Thanks, yeah. Gobo. Thanks.